New York State's Ethics Board, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOP, met today over whether its private investigation into the handling of Assemblymember Vito Lopez's sexual harassment case should be made public. The Ethics Board says it has approved an investigation but refuses to say who it is investigating. Members are miffed that media reports last week indicated JCOP had stifled efforts to investigate Assemblymember Sheldon Silver's role in a $103,000 settlement in June with two staffers over sexual harassment charges against powerful Brooklyn Assemblymember Lopez. Lopez is being investigated for allegations of sexual harassment against staffers. He was stripped of his chairmanship of the Housing Committee and said he would not continue as Brooklyn Democratic Committee Chair, although he is running for his assembly seat with the primary vote on Thursday. Lopez has denied all the charges. Concurrently, there is a district attorney's investigation underway into the allegations by Staten Island prosecutor Don Donovan. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York, a good government group. Common Cause has filed a sworn complaint with the commission to do a full investigation.
They don't have a choice. JCOP is encumbered by the statute which created it, hindering its ability to be absolutely transparent. This is a problem which should be fixed.
And how might that be fixed?
By changing the statute so that it is more flexible and it deals with more situations other than the one situation that the legislature was most frightened of when it drafted the statute, which is that a political rival would file a claim during an election season, which would then become public, and that the allegations, even if proven to be false, would end up being a political liability, which would be very unfair.
Your sworn complaint that you filed, what was the nature of that complaint?
We allege two violations of the public officers law. The first one arising from the way in which the assembly handled claims of sexual misconduct by Assemblymember Vito Lopez in setting up a settlement, requiring confidentiality, and paying the claimants public money. We question whether this was the only instance in which there was some sort of secret arrangement. Of course, we have no information one way or the other, but we think that where you have two instances of the kind of dramatic misconduct that have now come to light, well, the public deserves to know whether there was more misconduct and whether it was appropriately handled. And we also have alleged that there should be an investigation into Assemblymember Lopez's conduct as well, specifically to determine whether these two instances that are now public are all of the harassment of which he was guilty, or whether there were other instances that the public should be aware of.
And what about Governor Cuomo's remark on Friday that maybe he would set up a separate investigative committee?
Well, I think the thing that's important about JCOP is that it is the first time we've had a ethics oversight body that is removed from the legislature itself. There have been questions and concerns about the body since it was first announced and set up. I think what needs to be done now is for an examination of how it's working and what needs to be done to fix it before we need to turn to some other means of moving forward.
If the Joint Commission is coming out saying that they don't want to announce what they're investigating, where does this leave transparent government?
Well, it's a problem. It's a problem that was written into the statute that was negotiated behind closed doors without any opportunity for the public to weigh in, without any hearings about the details. And when that happens, unfortunately, sometimes you get missteps like this extraordinarily restrictive confidentiality requirement, which is turning out to be a significant impediment for the body instead of a protective cloak.
And how does the work of the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, how whatever they choose to investigate, how will that square with this DA investigation being conducted by the special prosecutor out of Staten Island?
Well, you know, they, I expect that they will proceed simultaneously, and they have very different remedies which are available to them. Obviously, the DA is able to bring criminal charges and to end up seeking jail time for somebody who's violated the law. And J-COPE has monetary penalties and the ability to require changes in procedure and, in an extreme circumstance, the removal of someone from office. So they go at it differently, and they seek different remedies. No.
Susan Lerner is Executive Director of Common Cause New York. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.